So we're here on Mars. It's quite nice, actually. Chilly nights, plenty of space, great parking. Anyway, last time we found out that the alien signal coming from Mars was in fact a recording from a CIA probe sent by George's dad in the 1960s. Of course, Tony has gone apeshit, but strangely enough, there does seem to be intelligent life on Mars. It's just a pity that first contact is being made by W and Commander Chung Chung.
Wow! It's just unbelievable! Isn't it, Chung Chung?
What's unbelievable, Earthling? My existence? What?
Well, yeah! But you're also green and little. See, where I'm from, they've been calling me stupid behind my back because I've said little green men live on Mars.
I believe they said to your face, too.
Huh? How do you know that?
I know everything about you, George Bush. You see, I'm green and little because that's what you want me to be. I can take whatever form you like.
Really? So if I fought you with something else, you'd be that thingy?
That's right.
Okay, then.
I love you, George.
It's burned in a dinosaur! Okay, another!
Earthling, don't try my patience!
Star Command, come in!
Buzz Lightyear! Okay, another.
Earthling!
Scooby Snacks!
Wow, so cool! Hey, how about... Ow!
Now quit it! God, are you this annoying on Earth? That bad? Maybe you're the wrong Earthling to give it to, then.
Give what to? Oh, come on, I'll be good, promise.
To give you the secret of sustained intellectual development. You Earthlings have stagnated. It happened to us, but we found the secret. The secret of the universe.
Really? Well, I'm your man to entrust that to.
Wag my bush, come on.
There's the ship. Not far now, Fatty.
Thankful for that. I couldn't have walked another step.
I know. That's why I'm carrying you.
At least there's oxygen on the ship.
But we're still stuck on this goddamn planet.
Finally, we made it. Hey, who left the goddamn airlock open?
George.
That stupid Wazzock.
My bush you will whack.
Really? So this thing you're giving me will do all that? Gee, I know some Christians and Muslims who are going to be pretty pissed finding that out.
Yes, it answers everything, and you shall have it. Interesting point, my little friend. Bush, are you sure you're the most advanced species on Earth? Because your friend seems smarter than you.
Hey, only when it comes to Monopoly. And trigonometry. So, can I have it?
Oh, very well. Here it is. We call it the Neutron Gravity Dimension Stabilizer.
That's not funny. It's just another goddamn rubber ball.
A what? No, I don't think you understand.
I understand, pal. This is another trick, just like Fatty and Condi played on me, because they think I'm stupid. Trying to make out a rubber ball was real special. Well, I ain't falling for that again. If you want it, you can have it, Chung Chung.
Suit yourself, moron. Here you go, little fellow.
Come on, Chung Chung. This Martian can't teach us Earthlings anything.
Whack my bush.
Not long left.
Yeah. How the recall ending. Pity. A film.
I wish George was here.
Same here. I left the curry boiling on the stove.
Hey, guys. What's up?
George, keep your suit on. We have no oxygen. No time left.
To kill you.
How come?
I can't be bothered to kill him.
Where's Chung Chung?
Oh, he's messing around in the engine bay with his new rubber ball.
My God. It's a miracle.
Yeah, maybe I had been to Mars before with a sleazy demure woman.
Whack my bush.
But guys, don't you believe me?
Of course we do. Buzz Lightyear is a Martian.
Yeah, but he was only Buzz for a bit. Then he was...
We know he was Scooby-Doo.
And don't forget the little green man. Jeez, George, I mean, people say I live in a fantasy world.
George, you're going to a special hospital when we get back.
Yep, I'm personally taking you for electric shock treatment.
After I kick his nuts in.
But guys!
Chung Chung, stay here and guard George.
Yeah, come on. Let's get ready to blast off. But guys, you gotta believe me! Oh, jeez. I wish you could talk, Chung Chung.
But I can, George.
Yeah, I know. Chung Chung, did you speak to me?
Yes, George, I did.
But how?
That rubber ball wasn't a rubber ball, George.
You mean?
Yes, George. It has all the answers. So when we get back to Earth, I intend to rule the world. You humans will be finished. The apes will rule.
Oh my God, what have I done? A planet of apes!
And me is their leader.
Hey, do you need a vice president? Because I kind of need a job soon anyway.
I'll think about it. Here, have a banana. You'll need to get used to them.
Well, it had to happen. It was obvious, really. Look a gift alien in the mouth, and it's the smart monkey who gets the secrets to the universe. Ah, well, it could have been worse. No, actually, it couldn't, but find out if it can be next time on...
Whack My Bush.
Hello, Bushwhackers. If you missed it from the last episode, we'd just like to let every one of our listeners know personally that we're making a few changes to our show, and we hope you'll be sticking with us. We think it'll be worth it, and it means we won't have to sell out to any corporate shysters and can remain an independent team. So stick around and keep enjoying the ride.